Okay. So we've got Jacob and Esau. We're going to look at them in a minute. But first of all, I've asked if I can have Bruce up here with Theo. And Oscar can come too if he wants to. And they're going to help us. They're going to help me for a minute. Okay. Do you want to come and stand here? That's it. Stand here with Bruce. That's fine. Right. Now, I'm going to give you this because you might need to answer some questions in a minute. You can hold that. First of all, just for those of you in the audience, here we have Bruce, we have Oscar, we have Theo. Can you see any differences between Bruce and Oscar and Theo? Who can spot any differences? You're the youngest, yeah. Can anybody else spot any differences? Can you see anything different? What would you say is the most different thing? Do you want to say something? What can you see that's different? You don't know. Oh, yes, do you want to say something? What can you see? They're not the right height. They're different heights, aren't they? That's right. Anything else that you can spot that's different?
Hair.
Hair, yeah. About what they like doing. So, Theo, what's your favourite thing that you like to do?
Watch football.
Watch football. And what about you, Oscar? What do you like to do?
Watch ladybugs.
He likes to watch ladybugs. And what about you, Bruce? What do you like to do?
Watch ladies.
It's a children's service.
Gardening.
Go on then.
Gardening.
Gardening, absolutely. And what about your favourite colour? What's your favourite colour?
Blue.
Blue. What's your favourite colour, Theo?
Pink.
And what about you, Oscar? What's your favourite
colour? Red.
Red. And what's your favourite food?
What's your favourite food?
I don't know.
You don't know. Let's give you time to think.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti bolognese. Fab. What about you, Bruce?
Marmite.
Marmite. Okay.
Super noodles.
Super noodles. Fantastic. Well, I think you can see that they're all very different people, but they're all made by God, and God loves them, and it's fine to be different, isn't it? It's good to be different, but it's good to be yourself. Let's give them a big clap, and then you go and sit down.
Be yourself.
Always be yourself. It doesn't always be you. That's exactly what you're wearing, exactly the right T-shirt, the right jumper for today, aren't you? Thank you. Do go and sit down. Well done. So, Jacob and Esau were both very different. They looked different. Esau was big and hairy, and Jacob was not so big and not so hairy. And they liked different things. Esau liked being outdoors and doing hunting, which his father Isaac liked, and Jacob preferred staying at home near his mum and doing the cooking. And there was nothing wrong with them being different or liking different things, because God had made them to be different people. He's made each of us to be different people. He's given us different gifts and skills. The key thing is how we behave, how we use those gifts and skills that God's given us. Both Jacob and Esau had been brought up to love and worship God, to understand the things that God had taught their grandfather Abraham. But they chose to do wrong things that affected the rest of their lives. So Esau gave up his birthright for a bowl of stew. And Jacob lied to his father about who he was and received his father's blessing instead of Esau. Despite these mistakes, God still blessed both of his families. And they gave him lots of children and lots of possessions. But because Esau had given away his birthright, it was Jacob who continued the family line from Abraham. And he had 12 sons who became the 12 tribes of Israel. So we know that God loves every person he's made, and he wants us to show his love to those around us. And we can do that in different ways, can't we? We can do kind things for people. We can listen to people when they're sad and they want to talk to us about the things that they're struggling with. we can also show our love in action. And this is what we've done today. Just as Angela was reminding us, we have used the good things that God has given us to be able to bless children in other countries by giving those things away. Jacob and Esau were in a family where Esau was his father's favourite child and Jacob was his mother's favourite child. Well, the good thing about God is he doesn't have any favourites. He loves us all equally. We are equally precious and special to him. I think sometimes we struggle because we don't understand just how much God loves us. We sometimes think that we've done something wrong in the past and he can't possibly forgive us and love us, but that's just not true. God loves each person that he has created completely. So I want us to take a little bit of time, and when you came in, you should have got a little piece of paper. So I want you to have a look. At the very top, there's a heart, and it says, God loves me. I want you just to have a little look at that for just a minute. I'm going to give you a little minute of quiet just to look at that and just think about the fact that God loves you. If you're even a teeny bit unsure about that, come and talk to me at the end, because he definitely loves you. The next thing it says is, he has made me good at, and this is where I want you to use your pen and write down a few things that you know that God has made you good at. It could be physical things like drawing or sport or singing, or it could be something like being kind to others, encouraging, leadership, finances, all sorts of things that God has gifted us in. So write down a few little things on that piece of paper now. Home, I should have sent this out to you. I'll have to send it out to you afterwards. Sorry about that. And right at the bottom of here, it says, he wants me to show his love too. And I'd just like you to spend a little moment thinking of whether there's somebody that God puts on your heart who he particularly wants to show you to show his love to this week. So just ask God now in the quiet if there's somebody that he really wants you to show love to this week. So now I'm just going to pray. Father God, thank you that you love each one of us. Sometimes we don't have a good day. Sometimes we don't remember that you love us. And I pray this coming week that you would keep reminding us of how precious we are to you. And I also thank you for the gifts that you've given each one of us. Thank you that you've made us each different and unique, and that we are precious to you, and we don't have to compare ourselves to each other. And we do pray, Lord, that you give us boldness and courage and ideas of how to show your love to other people in this coming week, particularly the person whose name we've written down. Amen.